Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. June 29th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. When World War I broke out, almost everyone expected it to be a short war. The war started in August, and the German Kaiser told his men that they would be home before the leaves fell from the trees. Almost nobody expected that war to last beyond Christmas. But they were all horribly wrong. Of course, as you know, World War I ground on for more than 4 years. It killed 10 million soldiers and another 10 million civilians. It ripped apart European society. It brought us communist Russia, and eventually its after effects brought us Nazi Germany as well. In a lot of ways, you could say that Western civilization actually peaked just before 1914 and has yet never recovered. If any country involved in that war knew what the outcome was going to be, none of them would have fought it, not even the supposed winners. Well, right now, Europe is fighting in another war, this time in Ukraine. It's the largest European war since World War II, 80 years ago. And once again, everyone expected this war to be a short one, over in a matter of days or weeks. But here we are, 4 months later, and there's no end in sight to this conflict. Tens of thousands of people have died, and chances are tens of thousands more will die. Who knows? Before it's all over, maybe hundreds of thousands could die. Doesn't matter. The Biden administration has basically written a blank check to have us, you and me, fund this war for as long as it takes. They're pushing Ukraine into complete destruction, total annihilation, thorough decimation, and ultimately it will likely cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. It's like repeating Afghanistan all over again. And all along the way, we're going to cause a global food and energy crisis and crash the global economy as part of the bargain. All of this to protect a Ukrainian government that is completely corrupt and undemocratic in the best of times, and basically served as the Biden family's personal piggy bank. And now it seems that it might even be worse than that, if you can imagine that even being possible. Thanks to all of this pro-Ukraine propaganda blasting all over your television, a lot of people, simps from right here in America, ran off to Ukraine to volunteer with the Ukrainian forces. Well, now there's new online horrific videos emerging suggesting that the Azov Battalion, you know, the Nazis, may have killed American mercenaries fighting alongside them in Mariupol and then cremated them to try and hide the evidence that they were ever there, either to avoid a diplomatic incident or to avoid lowering morale if they were publicly captured. Edward Zoll is with us now to discuss more on this. Edward, you're saying that Americans are now being killed by Ukrainians on Ukrainian soil.
Yes, by Joe Biden's ISIS. That's what the Azov Battalion truly are. It's not just that they are carving swastikas into the bellies of young girls as sport for these cannibals. No, it's that this group is actually a terrorist cell. Terrorist cells spread throughout most of the country. And in respect to what you just shared, there is now proof that as the Russians were moving in on the Azov steel plant, this was in Mariupol, it was the last holdout of one of the major Azov battalion forces. They were holding out, they refused to surrender. And what we were finding out now, because of an independent journalist who's gone to the scene, he's gone to the scene to look at the wreckage, look at the remainder, what remains of the holdout, what the entire world was being told to pray for, to try to help, send money to support. What we're finding when we go into the tunnels of these monsters, is that apparently an order was put out by one of the colonels in the Azov battalion that no foreign, and specifically U.S. mercenaries, are to be allowed to be left alive, to be captured. Now, the part of this that's interesting is some of the U.S. mercenaries did survive. We're going to get to that in just a moment. The video that you're seeing right here on screen, this is inside one of the underground bases for the Azov battalion. And what we now know, according to this reporter and the Azov battalion captured members who have said this, is true. The Americans who are serving with the Ukrainians, I say serving, helping the terrorists, helping Joe Biden's ISIS, they were not only murdered in cold blood at that, they were then burned, hopefully not alive, and stuffed in fridges. What you're seeing is the remains of one of these makeshift morgues or crematoriums. They literally burned them alive, burned their bodies for those who are dead. And what we have right here is a passport. This is unlike the passports that Bernard Carrick found at the steps of the Twin Towers on 9/11. These ones burned. This is a burnt U.S. passport. We can't make out the face, but you can tell. Look at that zoomed in right there. That's a U.S. passport. Oh, and guess what? This is an American's ribcage right here. These are the bones of our former soldiers who went to go fight for Ukraine, fight for Joe Biden's ISIS.
This blood, these dead Americans, these deaths, the end of their lives rests solely on the hands of the U.S. media. They are responsible for what you are seeing on the screen. This rib cage, this passport, this burnt passport, these lives, God only knows how many people actually made it to Ukraine, but there are a lot. And these people went there to fight a war that we have no business in, that we have no business funding, that we made billions of dollars in donations to without our express consent, all because of a propagandist media, because of Fox News, because of CNN, because of Newsmax, because of OAN, because of all of the major broadcast networks, because of every single cable news network that's out here simping for Ukraine and lying about Russia. They are lying about Vladimir Putin. They are lying about the causes of the war. They're lying about the actual events of the war. They're lying about the purpose of the war. They're lying about the potential outcome of the war. They're lying and putting us in directly into the path of what could be World War III. And because of that, people with a heart, Americans, who believe this nonsense crap that they're fed. By the way, the same people that talk people into going into these injection clinics and getting an injection of mRNA gene-altering death serum, that propaganda machine has now forced good-hearted, gullible, weak-minded Americans to grab their guns and head to Ukraine and die like this. This blood is on the hands of this media, period.
And Stu, it's actually even coming from the testimony of some of the captured U.S. mercenaries. Now, not all of them have been murdered in this manner, and it was murder. What would we say if the Russians were killing our soldiers or our mercenaries? We would be calling for a declaration of war. I'm sure there have been U.S. soldiers that have died at the hands of the Russians because we're playing an advisory role. An advisory role. What does that mean when you're helping a country like Ukraine, a puppet state, okay? What it means is our forces are engaged already in a forum, a proxy war with Russia. But here's the thing. The very force that you just noted that we spent at least $40 billion for, and the force that Joe Biden is committing $5 billion a month to keep supporting, they're murdering our soldiers. Now, this is the thing. We have the names of some of the mercenaries, and I'm not going to put them out there. Their families know what's happened to them. Many have gone missing. Many have gone into the Legion. That's what they called this, the Foreign Legion. I'm sorry. You were working for Legion, okay, the devils of this world. Now, one of the men is a U.S. Marine. This is Andy Hyun. This is identified by the U.S. Sun. But this is one I want you to focus on. A man by the name of Alexander John Robert Druk. Alexander John Robert Druk, he's an Iraqi war veteran. He's from Alabama. Now, why this man is important? First of all, guess what his specialty is? He's not a mechanic. He's not someone who maybe works on aircraft. This is a chemical warfare specialist. What in the world was he doing with the Azov Battalion? Well, Stu, this is him when he's in the military. This is him now.
No, as I said, they gave me money for while I was training there. The other two contracts, there was a verbal agreement that we would receive payment, but I never received payment to my knowledge. I would say to them, don't make the same mistake that I did. You know, make sure that you're better informed. And that needs to guide their decision one way or the other. For me, I realize that this is not my war. It's probably not their war, but that's a decision they have to make by themselves. I would just say, make sure you know what you're getting into.
Apparently, he didn't know what he was getting into.
Oh, what he said in the extension of this, about a four-minute-long clip that I pulled this from, Stu, he says that he watched TV to get informed about this. Look, patriots, Christians, we know we have to have discernment. But patriots in this country, those I hope are on the route to salvation, you can't be listening to CNN or Fox News to get your information. You laid off a bunch of conservative outlets who misinformed this man. Now, he specifically, in the extended version of this, pointed out CNN and others. He said international news outlets made him aware of this war and he wanted to go help in it. We're going to take this man at face value. It was literally the media that has now put him into the situation. He owns part of it, but who owns the propaganda? And why are we paying for this? As you heard this man say, by the way, Stu, he said he was promised money, but none has come to him. Where is all this money going? $40 billion. You and I are paying through the teeth for gas, for food. A global famine is upon this nation. Yet we're still paying this money to Ukraine that's not going to the front lines, not paying for the alleged foreign legion. I mean, if this was the only issue, it'd be one thing. But Stu, what we are seeing from reporters on the ground, and this one is actually from the Ukrainian newspaper. Did you know that the Azov Battalion, Joe Biden's ISIS, is also now assassinating members of the Ukrainian government? This is straight out of the Capitol this week. A deputy head in their parliament named Alexei Kovalev, he was shot dead by Azov hitmen. These men who are kind of angry, they're kind of really not too happy about the fact they didn't receive quote-unquote support and others. And what was Ukraine going to do? They're fighting the predominant superpower in that region. Well, they were angry and they took it out on a member of parliament. This would be like someone killing Nancy Pelosi or killing Kevin McCarthy because they were angry about not getting support in Syria, okay? In respect to this, the Azov Battalion, these rabid ISIS dogs that Joe Biden has fueled, well, they're now loose and they're murdering Zelensky's own cabinet.
Unbelievable. And the economic fallout from this, if not more horrific than the deaths, is equally as horrific. Russia has played a brilliant stroke here, to be honest with you. China and India are now buying almost all of the extra oil that the West was currently buying. Russian production is way up. Are Russian sanctions working? No. The ruble has jumped 45% against the dollar since January, with $1 worth 53.45 rubles as of Tuesday. 45%! The Russian currency is booming. Google it if you don't believe me. And who got us screwed? Who got us screwed? Who's screwed now? Us and Europe. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Stu, this has become the focal point of our national security instead of the famine. And I'm looking at this and saying, we know for a fact, actually, based on the exports coming out of Ukraine, it's 1/6, down 44% at least year over year, about 1/6 of the tonnage of grain now coming to the United States and other countries. Because we're so rich, it won't hit us right away. It'll hit Africa and other countries first. But there is a famine coming. But here's the thing. Today, Stu, there was a summit, yet another NATO summit. NATO was formed as this bloc to fight against communism. I don't know if it ever really accomplished this, but today I have no idea what we're paying for. Today, Stu, once again, Vladimir Zelensky presented why you and I have to pay for this war, this $5 billion a month war. I'm sorry. I don't care about Vladimir Zelensky and his country. I care about my country. But Stu, they made it pretty clear what this is truly about. It's about globalism. It's about maintaining an Illuminati world order based out of Brussels, based out of London, based out of all the places where they rape kids. We know this from the Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein trial, okay? But this is what Vladimir Zelensky said at the NATO summit today.
This is not a war being waged by Russia against only Ukraine. This is a war for the right to dictate conditions in Europe, for what the future world order will be like.
За право диктувати умови в Європі, за те, яким буде майбутній світовий порядок. Тому
that's why it's absolutely necessary to support Ukraine, even now with weapons, finances, and political sanctions against Russia, which will stop its ability to pay for the war.
Meanwhile, Russia and China and India, the entire Middle East, they're crushing it. And we are at their mercy while Vladimir Putin stands between this new world order, this criminal banking cabal, and freedom.
Well, Stu, as many Americans are looking at this saying, well, don't you have a heart? Don't you have a heart? Don't you care about what's happening in Ukraine? Of course we do. We're Christians. Of course we pray for peace. Peace would come from the Ukrainians surrendering. But Stu, every dime we send, you and I, we're going to spend the 4th of July with our families. I mean, you with your kids, me with hopefully my niece, if I get to, then there'll be kids around. We're going to be playing. We're going to be playing football. You know, all these things, trying to spend time. Why I bring this up? Americans who are spending what little they have to try to spend time with their family over this coming weekend, guess what you have spent away money toward? This is what the kids in Ukraine are doing. They're learning to become sappers. They're learning to become paramedics for the Azov Battalion. You see here, this isn't kids getting to enjoy their lives. They're literally employing child soldiers in Ukraine. And again, Joe Biden and the Republicans, too, because you remember, they helped pay for this. They're over at the summit, too. They helped pay for a new ISIS, a new terror cell, a new demonic world order. I refuse to carry on with this. But I think you join me in that respect. We pray against these demons.
Yeah, we do. And I'm praying for everybody in this media, too, that they'll get their heads screwed on straight and repent and walk away from these lies and this propaganda and this entire facade that they're pulling off on the American people. Edward Saul, I appreciate you being here so much. Coming up on The Stu Peters Show, the name Carrie Madej might be familiar with you. Dr. Carrie Madej, one of those videos where she interviewed here on The Stu Peters Show, soaring well over 3 million views from back in just September. That video was on our Best of 2021 series. She was involved, we have now confirmed, in a serious plane crash. Mysterious circumstances surrounding that. Erin Elizabeth will join us upcoming next as The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds with details on Dr. Carrie Madej. Stand by. While the countless number of billions of dollars is going to fund this proxy war in Ukraine, while billions of dollars are being sucked out of this economy by illegal aliens, while billions of dollars is being spent to fund big pharma and media conglomerates to blast these injections into your arms, billions of dollars are being drained from your pockets through your IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement accounts to fund all of it. You're being ripped off. This is government theft. Protect your retirement savings with gold and silver. Do it right now. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. This is your money, the money that you have worked hard to earn and even harder to save, and it's at imminent risk. Do yourself the necessary favor. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Call Gold Co. right now. Protect yourselves. It is a must. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.